In a continuing fight for the title reformer, the aldermen clashed over the mayor's proposal to open up debate on the city budget. Vidoliak's allies angered the mayor by tacking on a provision giving the council more control over city contracts. After more than an hour of debate, Alderman Martin Oberman offered proof that tempers had worn thin.
Shut up, Bernie, and listen to somebody else. Maybe we can have some order.
Later, Alderman Vidoliak called the mayor a dictator and seemed to make a slur about his sexuality. The mayor rose to the occasion.
You're about to get a mouthful of something you don't want, sir. You're about to get a mouthful of something you don't want.
Later, both Vidoliak and the mayor downplayed that exchange, and after all the shouting was over, the council approved the full budget package under the threat of a mayoral veto. No sooner does one controversy end than another begins. Washington Today asked for a new bond sale for the city water department, suggesting it'll take water rate hikes, if not next year, then in 1985, to pay for it. The Vidoliak faction says no way. And as a backdrop to all of this, the aldermen are pursuing a bulletproof shield to protect them from the often rowdy council audience. One of the mayor's allies couldn't resist pointing out the only threats he's received were from his colleagues on the floor. From City Hall, I'm Marge Halperin.
Robinson says he's finally curing the years-old problem of broken-down elevators by replacing private contractors with in-house maintenance crews at a third of the cost.
Maintenance costs have increased and service has decreased. So it's more profitable for our people to repair the elevators, because if they don't, they will lose their jobs.
Robinson will save more money by firing 259 painters, carpenters, and others he says weren't pulling their weight. He's also firing Executive Director Elmer Beard, saying he can run the agency by himself. But to do that, Robinson told the CHA board today he'll need a $14,000 Olds 98, though he wouldn't say exactly why.
Transportation.
On the job, I think people might like more of an explanation than that.
Well, that's all I got to give them.
His ally on the board, Leon Finney, told some 200 residents at today's meeting Robinson is just following the lead of former chairman.
Mr. Mooney.
This is a new day.
Mr. Swivel, these cars bought cars and never brought it before the board, and we never knew what was going on. The chairman has already reduced his salary.
The board okayed Robinson's $12,000 pay cut, but he didn't get the votes for the Olds. Robinson's so sure that he will that he's already bought the car. I'm Marge Halperin. Task Force member Dr. Quentin Young says the Byrne administration's health department may be the preeminent example of patronage politics.
Time and again we saw people placed in posts at the behest of elements outside the department to meet political needs. And the department's in disarray as a result of that. The only good thing about that is the only way we can go is up.
Another transition team member, Pat Terrell, tells WXRT the people shuffling didn't stop when Jane Byrne lost her reelection bid.
We got reports of people in mental health and in maternal and child health who we had felt were competent and who people we knew, you know, were doing the job, who were getting fired without cause or demoted or moved to different programs where they had no expertise. We were afraid that it was an attempt to sabotage the department.
Among the political friends health officials protected, Terrell tells us, was a former Chicago alderwoman who pulled down $40,000 a year, even though no one had seen her report for work. And Terrell says there's no way to trace millions in federal grants or to see whether private contractors did their jobs. That includes a department is now, WXRT has learned the department is now in receivership with a city budget official handling the books. For the long term, the transition team suggests revamping the department under a deputy mayor, creating new divisions to handle services for the elderly, handicapped, and women. Mayor Washington says he'll do that as soon as possible. I'm Marge Halperin. Behind the wheel of that bulldozer is Mayor Washington, wearing a bright red hard hat, officially starting construction on the center. The workers have been on the site for weeks now. When it's done, about a year from now, it'll be the only place in the city to catch all of the L and subway lines, including the line to O'Hare Airport. When City Development Director Ira Bach looks at the big hole that fills the site, he sees a magnificent 27-story building.
On the lower level, an airlines terminal, which will connect directly to O'Hare Airport. Above that will be some commercial space on the ground floor. Watch and at public garage for about 1,500 cars, and above that will be another 15 stories of office.
What really makes Bach smile is the fact that the $110 million price tag will be paid by private developers, with the city pitching in only for CTA facilities. What makes Mayor Washington smile is the 6,000 jobs the center will create. 1,000 will be construction jobs, with about half of those going to minorities. Washington says that's a pattern that will be followed by all construction projects during his administration. I'm Marge Halperin.